No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.
Hello and welcome to this Brass Tacks podcast. It's weeknights, 9:25 on CNN News 18. I'm Zucker Jacob. What a day it's turned out to be, and what a phenomenal last 3 days has been in Maharashtra politics. All the drama, the early morning swearing in, and in 3 days, today, both the Deputy Chief Minister and the Chief Minister stepping down. It would go down in history as arguably the shortest-lived government in the history of Maharashtra. And you're left with not only a sour taste in the mouth at the end of these three dramatic days, but you're also wondering, you know, what was the point? What was the point of all of this, you know, 5:47 a.m. revocation of president's rule and 7 a.m. swearing in, you know, the files moving through the night, the prime minister, you know, dispensing with the need for cabinet approval, the president being woken up in the early hours of the morning to revoke president's rule. You know, what was the point of all of it? I mean, why did so many institutions and so many people have to work through the night to install this government only for it to fall within 3 days? I think, you know, political analysts will look back at these 3 days and they will try and analyze, you know, what was going on, what was the deal, why did the BJP do this in such a hurry, what is it that Ajit Pawar had promised them, why did this whole thing come to pass? Because at the end of the day, it makes Devendra Fadnavis really look very foolish, no doubt about it. It looks Ajit Pawar as a man who can't deliver on whatever promise that he had made to the BJP, which is why they did this harakiri. And I think harakiri is the right word. At least when Fadnavis resigned the first time, which was about 20 days ago, he cut a figure of a person who had been wronged. Because at that time, yes, he could claim the moral high ground. He could legitimately say that I went into an election with an alliance. I depended on this alliance partner. I gave them a large number of seats to contest in. And chances are that they won a lot of those seats because they were in alliance with us. This was my government which went back to the people seeking a renewed mandate. And the people gave a renewed mandate to my government. So when he held that press conference, when he resigned as caretaker chief minister 18 days ago, he cut a sorry figure. He cut a figure who invoked some amount of sympathy. He could claim to be a political martyr of sorts. But today, after what's happened over the last 3 days, this whole, you know, oath-taking by stealth, this whole fly-by-night operation that happened whereby they installed this BJP-NCP government only for it to fall in 3 days, I don't think Devendra Fadnavis, A, can claim the moral high ground. He cut a very pitiable figure today, a politician who simply was not in control of events. And on the other side, you have these old, wily political war horses. You had Sharad Pawar, of course, leading the charge on the other side, once again basically showing that when it comes to Maharashtra politics, he is the numero uno person there, and you ignore him at your own peril. You know, you go back to those images of an old, aging Mr. Pawar standing in the rain in Satara and campaigning in the pouring rain. Many say, you know, that was the defining image of the election, and that's why the NCP did so well. But I think the defining image is going to be what Mr. Pawar did over the last 3 days. He was genuinely surprised when his nephew was sworn in as Deputy Chief Minister. He, in fact, spoke to news channels. He took to Twitter and he said, you know, this does not have my blessings. And though, you know, what he said for public consumption, everybody did receive what he said for public consumption, there was always the nagging suspicion at the back of your mind, you know, is this some kind of a double game that both uncle and nephew are playing? But ultimately, over the course of the next few days, it became clear that Ajit Pawar had literally just gone out on a limb, promised something to the BJP. The BJP bought that promise hook, line and sinker. And Sharad Pawar was basically battling with his back against the wall to save both the party that he founded and also to save his family. And I think he saved both by just showing the kind of tenacity that he did. And I think it's phenomenal what's happened in the last 3 days in Maharashtra, just to show, just for Sharad Pawar to be able to show national leaders and state leaders, the people of the state, the people of the country, who he really is and who he's and what he's really capable of. So I think clearly Sharad Pawar comes off as a larger than life figure, no doubt about it, in Maharashtra politics. Shiv Sena is again a big winner. Uddhav Thackeray is a big winner. In all likelihood, this alliance will now elect him as the leader of the alliance, and he will then go and meet the governor and stake claim to form the next government. If you go by normal constitutional procedures, if you go by the rule of law, the governor, once this leader of the alliance has staked claim, will have to invite him to form a government and give him a date for the swearing in. There is still talk about possible, you know, recommendation of dissolution of the assembly and so on and so forth. If that were to happen, I think that would be a travesty. That would be an even greater travesty than what we saw this whole midnight coup and the early morning swearing in. This would be an even bigger travesty if the governor at this stage, after having taken this extraordinary measure of inviting Mr. Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar to form the government, clearly the governor also has a lot of egg on his face. There was no need to be in such a hurry. Lot of institutions, lot of individuals will be asked tough questions of. Questions will be asked of the governor. What was the hurry in, you know, swearing these two in? What was the hurry in sending the recommendation to the government? Questions will be asked of why the Prime Minister needed to dispense with cabinet approval. Questions will be asked, what was the hurry in sending the recommendation to the president? Questions will be asked, why did the president, you know, in the middle of the morning, in the wee hours of the morning, in fact, take this extraordinary step of revoking his own rule in the second biggest state in the country? You know, lots of questions. There's been institutional failure, no doubt about it. You know, this is not just individual failure, but institutional failure at multiple levels. And these questions need to be asked, and these questions will be asked. Even the Supreme Court, you know, they could have an extraordinary sitting of the Supreme Court was called for on Sunday. I mean, imagine that. The court very rarely sits on weekends. And on a Sunday, they had this extraordinary hearing. That again went on to Monday, and then Tuesday we had the verdict. The Supreme Court will also be asked questions as to, you know, why didn't you just ask for a floor test? And on what basis did the governor do what he did? You know, the constitutionality of these decisions will be called into question. And I think, you know, let this be a lesson. If there can be one silver lining out of all of this, let this be a lesson to all our constitutional functionaries, to people in high office. Take your time. You know, the decisions that you make have consequences, have to have gravity, have to follow the letter and spirit of the law. Yes, there is political expediency, and yes, politicians always try to cut corners. But at the end of the day, these decisions stay for posterity. These decisions will be part of history. And Devendra Fadnavis wouldn't want to be remembered as, you know, the shortest-lived chief minister of Maharashtra. There was no need. He has sullied his own reputation by being part, willy-nilly, by being part of this whole exercise, this whole adventurism, as it were. So let's see what happens next. Like I said, if the constitution is to be followed, if the letter and spirit of the law is to be followed, Uddhav Thackeray will very soon be elected as the leader of the Maha Aghadi, the Maha Vikas Aghadi. He will then have to go to the governor and stake claim, and the governor will then have to invite him to form the government and give him a date for the swearing in. We'll see. This is what we expect to happen, but stranger things have happened most recently in Maharashtra politics. So we'll see how this story plays out. In the meanwhile, if this is how the script is going to stick, this is what we'll be focusing tonight on Brass Tacks at 9:25. Thanks for your time.
No debate, no bias, just the news. Brass Tacks with Zucker Jacob.